The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in an Ohio case that could shape who gets to cast ballots in November election. Thousands of Ohio residents got a surprise when they went to vote in 2015. They couldn't because they were no longer registered. Election officials in Ohio send notices to voters who haven't voted in 2 years. And if the voters don't respond and don't vote in the next 4 years, they remove them from the rolls. Joining me is Jonathan Brader, counsel at the Brennan Center's Democracy Program. Jonathan, you were at the arguments. Were they lively?
There was a lot of engagement from the justices. Ohio basically is trying to convince the court that a law that says that they cannot purge voters for failure to vote means that they can purge voters for failure to vote. In my estimation, they were not very successful in carrying that burden. And there was certainly a lot of interest in what the best interpretation of the statute is in light of its purpose in protecting voters against unlawful purges.
What was the central question the justices were interested in, or was there a central question?
Well, I think there were a couple central sources of inquiry. One was, how the Ohio could argue essentially that its process was not actually removing voters because they failed to vote. Ohio is essentially claiming that because they send a notice intermittent to the non-voting and the person does not respond to that, that they can somehow infer from that the person has moved. As several of the justices, including Justice Sotomayor, pointed out, however, it's not a reasonable basis to think somebody has moved just because they have not voted in one election. There was also a lot of questions about the list maintenance process in general.
Several of the justices did seem to indicate that they were in favor or they would uphold the Ohio system, including Justice Stephen Breyer. Some of his questions were about what happens to dead people on the rolls. And he also said, what are they supposed to do? Is Rhode Island supposed to look at the Tasmanian voting records or hospital records? So did he seem to you to be leaning in the direction of supporting Ohio?
I think Justice Breyer was understandably interested in ensuring that states have procedures in place whereby they can remove ineligible people from the rolls. That's something that everybody wants. Nobody wants there to be deadwood on the voter rolls. There are a lot of procedures in place, which did come out during the argument, for states to do that. You know, if a piece of mail bounces back, indicating that someone has moved, if death records from either states or national databases come back, indicating that someone has died, motor vehicle records. So there really is a wide range of information available that allows you to draw a reasonable inference that someone actually is no longer eligible. Not voting in one election, however, doesn't fit that category. It doesn't really tell you anything when many, many Americans will skip voting in one election.
Chief Justice John Roberts seemed to disagree with that. He said this notice doesn't tell them nothing. It tells them that they did not respond to a notice that says you're going to lose the registration if you don't vote through the 2 years, the two elections. So he certainly seemed to be, his question seemed to indicate that he was on the side of Ohio.
Well, I think it's important to recognize that there's a big difference between not getting a response to a mailer and getting a bounce back. So there's two different types of mailers that states send out to state to voters, and I think they're not eligible. One is a forwardable notice, which can theoretically be sent to another address if the person doesn't live where you originally sent it. That can be used as confirmation. Another one is non-forwardable, which means if the voter has moved, it'll bounce back. So when states do get those bounce backs, that tells them something, that somebody has moved or probably has moved. If they just don't get a response, though, you can't really infer anything from that because most people just take these mailers and throw them in the trash.
So that's the argument on the challenger's side. What was the best argument on Ohio's side?
I think Ohio was essentially trying to convince the court that they need to have some method of ensuring that they can identify people who have moved, and they want to make sure they're keeping their voter rolls up to date. That's an understandable impulse, and they were trying to convince the court that they want to keep up to date rolls. The specific procedure which they're trying to use, however, is hard to defend when it contradicts the clear language of the federal law.
It does seem, though, did it seem to you as if several of the justices were supportive of Ohio's need to purge their election rolls?
I think there certainly are understandable concerns about, you know, maintaining accurate voter rolls. There were questions from some of the justices, including Justice Alito, that indicated that they were sensitive to that policy priority. But, you know, again, Ohio, in my estimation, did not carry their burden of convincing the court that this process was permitted by law or even that it was a reasonable way of maintaining the voter rolls.
How many states use voter inactivity to purge their databases?
So Ohio is an extreme outlier in this regard. It is the only state that uses failure to vote in a single election to trigger voter removal proceedings. There are a handful of states, five other states, that will use inactivity over a longer period of time as part of the process to remove voters, but Ohio is the only one that does it this way.
Thank you for being here on Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law. That's Jonathan Brader. He is counsel at the Brennan Center's Democracy Program.